Topi jana balam ha gribara bhari jaya. Rasa nandana, rasa jana nandana. Jano nakira. Anantakoti Vaishnavinda ki Namacharya Harishtakur ki Pranjikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopina Samatanga Hakanri Yodan ki Shri Vrindavandam ki Maya Purnavjit Dham ki Nuramanreti Dham ki Jagannapuri Dham ki Tulsi Devi ki Bhakti Devi ki Yamanamaya ki Samveda Bhaktivinoda ki All glories to the symbol of Buddhist, all glories to the symbol of Buddhist. Glory to Shigeru and Granda, Pamanandi. So, Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda. Jai Dvaita Chandra, Jai Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda. Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaurabhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaurabhakta Vrinda So we're reading chapter 20 Majalila and verse 272. It's a lot of verses here. 406. Se purusha maya pane kore avadam.
Se purusha maya pane kore avadam.
Prakriti krobita kori kore biryadam. Se purusha maya pane kore avadam. Prakriti krobita kore kore biryaravadam. Se purusha maya pane kore avadam. Prakriti kshobita kori kore bir adam. Hold on. Can we chant?
Thank you.
Someone else? Shay
Purusha.
That Supreme Personality of Godhead.
That Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Maya Pani.
Maya Pani.
Toward Maya.
Toward Maya.
Gorayavadam.
Gorayavadam.
Glances.
Prakriti.
Material nature.
Material nature.
Chobhita
Kori.
Making agitated.
Making
agitated. Kore. Impregnates. Be a year of the semina.
Adana.
Adana.
Injection.
Translation. When the Supreme Personality of God advances over the material energy, she becomes agitated. At that time, the Lord injects the original semina of the living entities. In Bhagavad Gita 7.10, Krishna says, Bijamam sarva-bhutanam, I am the original seed of all existences. This is also confirmed in another verse in Bhagavad Gita. Sarva-yonishu kaunteya murteya sambhavantiya tasam brahma mahadyoni aham bijapadapita. It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth and material nature. And I am the seed-giving father. For a further explanation, one may refer to Brahma Samhita, chapter 5, verses 10 to 13. And Brahma Samhita also says, Agnir mahi gaganam ambu marudishascha kalashta tattva manasiti jagat rayani yasmad bhavanti vibhavanti vishanti ancha govindamadi purushanta maham bhajami. All material elements as well as the spiritual spark individual souls are emanating from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also confirmed by the Vedanta Sutra, Janmadyasyataha. The Absolute Truth is He from whom everything emanates. He is the Supreme Truth. Satyam Param Dhimahi. Bhagavatam 111. The Absolute Ultimate Truth is Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Janmadyasyato Andayari Tratas Charte Sabhagyat Sarat. Kene brahma hidaya rikavaye muyanti yat suraya Tejo vari medam yata vinamayo yatra tishago misha dhamma sena sada narastakrotam satyam param dhimahi. The Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, educated Lord Brahma from the heart. Kene brahma hidaya adikavaye. Therefore, the Absolute Truth cannot be dull matter. The Absolute Truth must be the Supreme Person Himself. Shay Purusha Mayapani Koreya Vadam. Sorry about that. Simply by His glance, material nature is impregnated with all amenities. According to their karma and fruit of activity, they emerge in different bodies. That is the explanation given by Bhagavad Gita 2.13. Dehinosmin yata dehe komaran yovanam jara tata deham daram prapti dhiristatra namo hyati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, again this verse is, Shai Purusha Maya Pane Kore Abadam, Prakritik Shobita Kore, Kore Birya Adam. When the Supreme Personality of God plants glances over the material energy, she becomes agitated. At that time, the Lord injects the original samana within the entities. So in the purport, and Prabhupada is immediately giving some references. Bijam mam sarvabhutanam, the seed. So although seed is mentioned, then there's other ways of getting born in the material world also. I thought of in the fifth canto of the 18th chapter of the fifth canto, Svetajam, Jaraya Jam, Svetajam, Andha Jodhidam, the prayers of the residents of Jambudweep, and they're stating there how entities are born, besides by seed, there's Jaraya Jam, the womb. Of course, there's a seed also, but still, these things are coming out in various ways at living entities. Sweta Jam, in that reference there, Prabhupada talks about Sweta means sweat, Sweta. And some living entities are born out of this different types of sweat. Sometimes even the Garbhadakshay Vishnu is sometimes considered like sweat. And so Sweta Jam, and Andha the eggs, of course. And it says all the living entities, Devashi, Bhuta, all those demigods, everybody's coming out somehow or other. And so we think a lot about human beings. Striya Pravishta Udaram. The human beings are karma, divinate trainer. All the living entities are coming out somehow by their karma, but especially in third canto described here, karma, by their karma. Striya Pravishta Udaram, they enter into the womb. Ultimately, the seed, but there's varieties of ways of coming into the material world somehow or other. So Prabhupada was walking in Brooklyn one time on a walk, and he's looking at the grass coming up out between the cracks, and he's mentioning how they're coming down in the rain and coming out of the cracks in the grass. Most of us were surprised that of course it's happening, but Prabhupada was seeing that happening right there. Said many other things. So somehow or other we're coming into this material world. Bijam padanam, in the Prabhupada's referencing Brahma Sangita here. Aham hivishvasha charashasya. I was at the final verse, Videhi Videhi, where he's instructing Brahma, Videhi. Videhi, the regulator, this fiery energy which is within you, which is within everyone, every living entity. You know, recently they have all these different far-out scientific things come up, like some guy gets up, they say that in every cell, in every part of your body, every atomic fragment, there's so much energy, fiery energy, that you could light up the whole, you know, whatever, so much stuff in there, one little tiny cell of your body, and there's so many billion cells in the body, fiery energy is there somehow. And they're very busy trying to control this energy, right? They have giant nuclear facilities, and in Switzerland? It goes around 17 miles, it's under the ground, and it spins, trying to smash and just control this fiery energy. Krishna's already saying that he is aham bijapadapita, but they're struggling to control this energy so much, fiery energy, yeah, going off, and firepower. They always talk about this firepower. They're creating newer and newer weapons. Nashtatman Alpa Buddhaya, due to Alpa Buddhaya, tiny, small intelligence. Aitam Drishtam Avashtabhya. Their Drishtam, their vision is diminished, finished. Due to demoniac mentality. Krishna's again and again saying here, Sarva yoni shikonteya mortya sam tasham brahma mahodyoni aham bija padapita. He's a seed-giving father. Bijamam sarvabhutanam, the original seed of all existence. And I looked up those verses. We chant them in the morning that the glance of the how it becomes Shambhu from the original personality of God, although he's detached, and Krishna talks about that in Gita, Udasina Varasina. He's sitting detached, he's not really involved. He somehow is by his expansion, Sankarshan and on the quadruple, and finally comes down. So again, these things are being discussed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly with Sanatana Goswami. It's easy to lose the idea, the thread of what's going on here, but there's so much nectar. And again, talking about Maya, we have to hear about it again and again, hear about this illusory energy. Maya Bada. Maya Mugda Jiva Nahi Svata Krishna Gyan. Maya Mugda, because we're caught up in Maya all the time. So we have to hear about it. Maya Mugda Jiva Nahi Svata. Our own Nahi Svata Krishna Gyan. We can't attain this knowledge. So we're so always very thankful to get the Shastra, to read and relish the Shastra. Maya Mugda Jiva Nahi therefore, Krishnira, what is it? Kripaya Krishna, Kripaya, Mukunda knows. He's giving by his mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving this Shastra. Krishna is giving it as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kripaya, by his mercy, he's giving us the Shastra. Ya Shastra Vidim Utraja, Vartate Kamakarata. We can never neglect the Shastras. It's very easy to neglect the Shastra. In fact, the Acharya is known as someone achanoti hi shastra. He follows the shastra so closely that he's Acharya. Everything is done. Just like probably, if he wasn't translating and commenting on the shastra, then what was he? He was living the shastra perfectly, moment by moment. Everything he did, so people are very attracted because he's free of this maya. Maya mugdha. Ya sanghito jivatmanam triganatmakam paropi manate nartam. Because being entangled in maya, we're undergoing so many unnecessary things in this material world. It's like every day we're hearing someone is leaving the body because it's such a big community, so we hear, even if we live in a far-flung place, you can find, you'll hear about it online, that somebody leaving the body. And still, again and again, we're thinking, oh, I will enjoy. This is Jivya Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, give up this Maya Bhase Jatyo Beshi Kacha Habu Dubu Boy. In his song, Radha Krishna Bolis. Kacha Habu Dubu means, again, we're dunked. We're suffering the pangs of Maya. And again, we come up, we get a little air, we enjoy some sense gratification, and we think, oh, things are very nice. Bhaktivinoda again and again describes that, how he's bulya tomare samsari asya pay nana vidya vyata. So many sufferings are coming in maya by just being born in this material world. Although we're ajo nitya shashvato yam purana, we're actually unborn living entities. Mami vancha jiva loka jiva bhuta sanatana. The jivas are eternal, just like Krishna is eternal. But this maya is so powerful. Prabhupada warned again and again, you are not afraid of maya. This is a big problem that we are always not afraid because there's so much sense gratification. But one is beaten down or he hears and sees so much misery going on. So many beautiful things are there attracting us. Maya Mugda. So this is the power of Maya. That's why it's spoken of so much here. Even such a great person as Sāta Goswami, and Mahāprabhu even states it, I think, previously in his chapter somewhere. It's not that you're not actually under the grips of Maya. Sanatana was acting, right? Kayami, Kaneyama, Jari Tapakroy. Who am I? I don't even know who I am. And he's Sanatana Goswami, such a great person. Mahaprabhu was chastising Jagannatha Pandit that, oh, why are you telling Sanatana Goswami anything? Don't you? He is even I accept him as my guru. So such a great person, always, but very submissive. Who am I? I don't even know. Gramya Bhata, Gramya, what does it say? Vyavaharike. The people say that I'm a great pundit, Pandit Tai Satyamani, and I think so also. So whenever anyone praises us, we can think of this pastime, Samapta Goswami. He is a pundit, actually. You can just imagine, he probably knew 5-6 languages, or he definitely knew. And he could speak, and even as a small boy, he was studying Bhagavatam. My only friend, Madananda Namosu, Madguru, my guru, my only pleasure is the Bhagavatam. He praised the Bhagavatam. When he took off work, did he go to the movies? No. He was studying the Bhagavatam with the 25 brahmanas. He didn't think, oh, I know everything. Of course he did. He wrote the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he composed it. I don't think any of the other brahmanas did, but he was taking shelter and just discussing back and forth. What is Krishna? And, but still, Kehami Kenyama Jadatapatwa. He says, Nij Janma. He said, I'm very born, very low birth, and Janma Goyam, I have so many associations, Nij Sang, very bad association. Actually had some pretty bad association. Still, Rupa and Sanatana managed to be Krishna conscious, even with working for these rascal demons. Just imagine, amazing thing, working for this Nab Hushain Shah, big demon, you know. Sanatana Goswami, he told that guy, you know, I cannot work. Check on that Sanatana. He says he's falling in sick. So what is that sickness? He's just discussing Bhagavatam, reading the Shastras all day long. So then he had him arrested, put in jail for, what, a year and a half? And the place is like 20-foot thick walls where he was in jail. You don't get out. But by his intelligence, he came out. He met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He didn't want to have anything to do. This was his qualification. Ishan was carrying some gold coin. Why are you carrying this death knell? Just before that, he had thousands of gold coins he was able to give the jailer there. But then, finished. Chakwa. Tornamashesha mandalapatishanisatuchava. Tuchava. It's just like, give it up. Get the qualification of Sanatana. You know, Prabhupada wanted all the members, especially leaders, and in Vrindavan, when Prabhupada first came into his room in 74, there was a group there, and he was chanting this Sad Goswami Ashtakam, and telling that all our leaders of ISKCON, Vrindavan, they have to become as good as six Goswamis. When I think of it, it's scary, you know. Like, this is the standard that Prabhupada wanted people to come to. He said, I don't see anybody on that level visible. He's saying that simultaneously. I don't see anyone visible in Vrindavan on the level of six, but you should become like six Goswamis. So, who could become like puffed up thinking that, yes, now, we have become so great? No. Sanatana Goswami is strong as teeth. He's not even walking in front of the Singhadwar, because he might contaminate the pujaris. They might touch him. Such a great... So he's the receptacle for this knowledge. And still he's hearing about Maya. Because this is for our benefit. Agni Mahi Gaganama. So the list of the material elements is given in that verse. Fire, earth, and ether, water, all these things, all the direction. Kalash, the time element is mentioned here. Manasita Dhamma, Jagatrani. It's created, destroyed, maintained. Asmat Bhavanti, Vibhavanti. Similar thing is going on in Bhagavatam, like in the fifth chapter and third canto, that Vidura is speaking with Maitreya Muni, and you see how great Vidura was, that he was praising Maitreya Muni in so many wonderful verses there. that Janasya Krishna Vimukasya Daiva, he's saying those who have turned their face away from Krishna, Janasya Krishna, and still, they're suffering because of it. He's very concerned, Vidura. Vimukasya, turned away. Sudukita, Adharmashilasya Sudukitasya. They've given up Dharma and they're suffering so much. So in the conversation, but he said, Anugraha Yeha, you are so merciful, persons like you. You go all throughout the universe just to deliver all these persons. And then as the chapter goes on, we read the prayers of the devas during the beginning of the creation, that how they are praying, how we cannot work together for harmony because we are born one after another. It's the nature of the material world. Very difficult to work together. Therefore, Prabhupada said everyone should work together. And the devas are saying, because we were born one after another, it's difficult. There's always some dissension going on. Panena, they said, we want to drink through our ears the nectar of the topics of your lotus. Padana smriti. What is the object? They're saying that by the great sages, they take shelter of your lotus feet in your face. They make a nest there. They carried by the wings of the Vedas. So when we read this, it's also not different from Vedas. Veda pranihito dharma here, dharma stadipaya. So to establish dharma, like Prabhupada translated so many of these books, sadhara vyavahar, this is the activity of the sadhus. They read the book, or they're great enough, they can translate and comment on the book. They distribute the book. Somehow they push forward this Krishna consciousness. Jnana deepana, basuta, the lamp of knowledge. Nahi jnana nasadrisham pavitam. There's nothing, tat swayam yoga samsida, bringing perfection in time, this, nothing like this jnana. Just like the sun, nahi jnana nasadrisham pavitam. One will enjoy this. This is the real pleasure that we get reading the Shastras. Here it says, they're emanating. And he's glancing. Angani yasya. You could again cite the Brahma Samhita. Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti. Like Prabhupada said, don't think that Krishna is not seeing you. Oh, he's too busy playing his flute. No, his fingers are playing the flute, but he's seeing you with his fingers. Anganiyashtasakala, and all the limbs of his body. So akshita, so he can glance. He can glance at this material energy. So akshita, nityo nityanam, and he's tom bhakti yoga. He's within the heart. But the Vaishnavas, step by step, they reject everything which is not the Shastra, which is not Padam, Padam, every step, Vaishnavam, Amananti. Their only objective is to become purified of this Maya. Jivetare Maya. The living entity is entangled, Bhutva Bhutra Paliyate. Again, Bhagavad Gita says, taking birth by his attachment, Karmana. Every chapter of the Gita is probably, could probably cite hundreds of verses from the Gita in each purport, but he's just going on, constraining himself. But I'm sure in Prabhupada, he's thinking, but he has to do so many purports. So he cites the most obvious ones, but he could quote so many things. Just like if you go to that each of these verses that he's quoting, then you'll see there's so many things there mentioned. That he's quoting Bhagavatam 1.1 with Arikabaye. This is Brahmaji. And Brahmaji has so many prayers himself in the 3.9. Brahma's prayers for creative energy. Tvam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavata Hit Saroji. Asheshu Tekshita Patro Nano Nātapa. Yad Yad Dhyata Uragaya Bhavayam. Tathagapu Pranayase. According to one's meditation on Krishna, he reciprocates there. He appears as, but one has to be very serious. Paribhavata. If there is already Krishna's lotus feet, but they're not there visible, ordinary persons. But the system is given there in the third canto, every canto, but how to purify. And the result is total detachment. If one has detachment, then this is important. But it's not that one gets that detachment without this meditation. Vaikuntha Dishnya, he gets Vaikuntha. What does it say? Vairagya Sharam Pati Labhya. Specifically, he gets the essence of detachment by taking it very important, seriously. And by acting just casual, you know, we're going to that point. But the acharyas are very serious every moment. Padam padam vaishnavam amanantita. Visrija dauratnyam. They're giving up padam padam every moment. They're in this transcendental platform. Krishna, mami vancha jivala. Namam kamanilam panti name kama palaisbhya. Krishna is detached, and those who take shelter, they're also detached. They get the result. Namam kamanilam panti name kama palaisbhya. So if we want to discontinue our attachment to maya, we have to take the shastras very seriously and the words of the spiritual master, Guru Mukha Bhagma Bhakya. Chitete kore aikya. Aikya means to get one with the instruction. So all this is the instruction of Prabhupada, the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we don't give up this Bhagavad Gita. We don't ever graduate from it. Of course, we graduate. We expand. The seed grows. It's described here in these chapters also how the seed penetrates the material world through the seven layers and goes up to take shelter of Krishna, that becomes a creeper of devotion. We have to water that creeper. Shravan Kirtan Jali, the water of Shravan Kirtan, Shravan of Kirtan, Smaranam Parasevanam. Prayavaneti, Prahlad Maharaj says, Paramahansa Gatola Beta. One of his last, if not the last prayer of Prahlad Maharaj, he says, the final objective, Paramahansa Gatola Beta. To get the association of the Paramahamsa. Sukadeva Goswami is also talking about the Paramahansa Sangha in his prayers. That Dasu say, that's the Paramahansas, they get, in the material world, everyone's frustrated by Maya, but the Paramahansas, they take the essence, Vairagya Sharam, they get the essence of this material world, and they reject Maya at every moment, just imagine. This is Ananya Bhakti, Tradanyaya Bhakti, on no other thing. Ananyas Chintantamam Yejana Pariparasate. Liptanam. Yochembahamya. And there's several references to Ananya Bhakti. So Ananya means giving up karma, right? And coming to this Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. Simply the senses. So the more we dive and swim, just like Sisko Swami's, we're diving and swimming, as described there, never in the ocean of devotion. Vishrama Mandara Taya Tasya Sanatana Madisha. Rupa Goswami was preparing, writing this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu simply for the pleasure to create a mandir, Vishrama Mandir, where Sanatana, his guru, Maharaj, of course he's also referring to Krishna, yeah. Double meaning. In the beginning of the book, he's offering to Sanatana Madhisha. May Sanatana Goswami find pleasure in this book. So we should also think, may Prabhupada find pleasure in something that we're doing. May Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Tadera charana sevi bhakta sanivas janame janameyo. Even if there's births, Narottam Das is saying, janame janame. I take birth of birth, but let my only foodstuff be the dust of the six, echai goshai jai, muitara dhara. That doesn't matter. Mama janmani janmani shvire. That's okay, Mahaprabhu says. Mama janmani, and take birth in birth. Bhavatad bhakti rahaiti, this ahaiti. Unwavering devotion is only counteracting method for against Maya. Is bhakti, bhakti parashyanam viraktiranyakta chaisya atma trikaikata. Pushti, pushti. We want real nourishment. We don't find it in this material. It's simply some eating, chewing the shoot, the chewed again. Charvita charvanana. So what will be our feast? And what is some story about? It was at one of the Babaji's. It was Sanatana Goswami's appearance. And Gorkhashwar Das Babaji was saying, oh, today we'll have a big feast. He told some other devotee. They said, a feast? You know, what are we going to do? He said, yeah, we won't. We'll feast by fasting. We don't eat anything all day. This is the objective, to give up everything in this material world is the only counteracting method of Maya. I mean, sometimes Pranga Vinda says that we have to, he's given up fasting now on Kaas, but for years he's fasting, nirjal like that. So he said, you have to prove we're not the body by doing that. So sometimes we're forced. Just like devotees are giving up the body. Prabhupada said he was brought, jokingly, in the last days in Vrindavan, he came back from England. He said, now I have finally achieved it. No eating, no sleeping, of course, no mating, he said. You're carrying this bundle of bones. You know, if anybody was there to see Prabhupada, it was, you know, like about 45 pounds or something. Very shocking. You carry this. Thank you for carrying this bundle of bones. So throughout the Bhagavatam, there's so many ways of the 24 gurus, the Avanti Brahmana, the sage, in 7:13, how he was going from body to body. We're reading about Jad Bharat and other sanghas. Reading. Throughout the Bhagavatam, this message is going, how to get out of Maya. Maya Jale, the network of Maya. You're entangled in this Maya. Give it up. Maya Chute. Maya will give you up. When you lose interest, this Mahaprabhu is preaching here. When you lose interest in Maya, then Maya Chute, she gives you up. Ah, this guy is, I can't do anything with this people anymore. This devotee is not interested in me. Then Maya gives up. Otherwise, we're bound hands and feet and pushed under. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Gana, Karma, Tago, Dui, very descriptive. These two thugs, Gana and Karma, they take me to the ocean and push me down. The more we're attracted. Yo Gyanama Tambhuvanam Dayalo. The Kabirara says, this whole material world are mad, speculating. Even if they're not learning anything, but they're still, their mind is giving us so much problem. So, I was thinking of, what was it? Virya. This word virya. Tad virya gayana mahamita magnat. This power, Prabhupada Maharaj says. Yeah. Tad virya gayana, he says, I'm not interested in Maya because I'm so enlivened by chanting and hearing. Tadvirya gayana maha amrita. It's not just, he says amrita, but maha amrita. For him, it's a real nectar. Sometimes, you know, we serve out some nectar drink. So the devotees say, oh, is there any nectar left? But the nectar is always there. Amritasya vayasya cha. I am the source of the nectar. come here and get the nectar. So Padmarsha is Tadviryagayana Mahamsa Magnitya. I'm fully absorbed, Magnitya, my consciousness. Therefore, I'm not concerned about my own welfare, but these fools and rascals, Vimukam, Mayasukaya, Baramud Bahato Vimukam, those who turn their face and are getting the Maya Sukha, there I'm concerned about them. Not Prayana Deva Manaya Savi Mukti Kama, not Savi Mukti Kama, own Mukti, but all these persons are suffering. Bhavantya Dukha, Ranti Devsa. I want to stay in this material world. Nakame Tongati Maishvara Param. I don't have any desire. Jasi was giving away his last bit of food to dogs, and he's fasting for days, for 40 days, but still he gives his last water to dog. I mean, you can't get more extended, far-out examples than you get in the Bhagavatam. There he says, Bhavantya Dukkha, I want to stay here till they become Adukkha. So, Mayamrigam Dayate Yekshata, Anbadava. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whole mission described there in the 11th canto. Mayamrigam, the living entities who are little, like little animals, bewildered by Maya. Mayamrigam Dayata, he's full of mercy and he's running after them. Mayamrigam Dayata Yekshata, Anbadava. Anbadava means they're running here and there. They don't find anything. You see little squirrels that go here. Any little animals, they're always going there, and then turn around and go there. Well, there's something, they're scared, and they have to go there, there's some food might be there, the whole time, whole life. So humans are the same, except they're much more dangerous. And so, this is the Maya Mrigam, in the grips of Maya. Okay, so we can have some commentary. Who's got the mic? You already have the mic? Somebody stole the cartels, they could steal the microphone. Microphone's more valuable, how come they don't steal it?
Thank you, Prabhu, for your unending stream of Krishna Katha. So, did you say earlier that the demigods were saying, we can't cooperate because we're born one after another? Aren't we all born one after another?
Well, everybody's born one after another.
Yeah, what was their meaning? What was that all about?
Well, in the purport of that verse...
Where is it found again?
3540-something, I forgot. Deva Uchu, look up Deva Uchu and then go to one of the verses there. They're really good verses. There's a lot of good verses in the Bhagavatam. Probably a few thousand, at least. But anyway, so they say we couldn't work conjointly, concertedly. That's the word, concertedly. And then Prabhupada says, the material world, no one's working concertedly, but if they take to Krishna consciousness, then they can work concertedly.
But why did they think because we're born...
The devas have problems. So maybe they were referring to some of the problems they have. That's something to ponder, I don't know. Yeah, that's it. And that probably... compares it to the jail, that in the jail, some of the prisoners have been there a long time, so the guards trust them, so they're able to do more and they have a little more freedom. said, so the devas are like that, but still they're prisoners. And says that they're in that purport or a similar one nearby. But
why did Sanatan Goswami say, I don't even know who I am?
Well,
you know,
that's for you to guess at.
He does, but why does he say that? For us?
Pariksit Maharaj also acting ignorant, Arjuna, so. But, you know, we should always, Mahaprabhu says, Guru More Mokha De, my Guru saw me as very ignorant. Guru More Mokha. Tomara Nahika Vedanta Adhikar, you don't have the, you're not able to study the Vedanta. He told that to Prakashananda. What's the first thing, one of the first things that Sarvabhauma told Mahaprabhu, why do you want to take sannyas? Because all the sannyasis are so puffed up. Because he was instructing sannyasis because he was such a great pundit. So at least the sannyasis in that area, they would come to him maybe from different parts. And so he said, why do you want to take sannyas? Because, you know, sannyasis, namo narayana bhavet, they think they've all become narayana. Somehow, Sarvabhauma was very intelligent. He knew that this is not exactly, I'm sure all sannyasis, but many of them, my bodies, I'm very learned, like they become puffed up. First, Prabhupada gives that old purport on the tape. He says, first, take sannyas, then talk about liberation. We don't, you know, they don't even count if you're a householder or anybody. But then he says, Mahaprabhu was householder, and Nityananda also married. Twice, or Mahaprabhu married twice. Of course, they all gave it up. But still, he said, according to Mayavadi, you know, they looked down, just like they were laughing. That Prakashananda said, oh, there's this Nimai Pandit. I don't know what he was calling him. I heard about him, but he's a sentimentalist. Somehow or other, he was a very famous pundit. He gave it up. He became a sentimental guy. He's Babuka, he's Sangha, he's going with his. These people who are just into emotional, so. He said, why are you sitting there in the, he couldn't even understand humility because Mahaprabhu was sitting there at the foot wash place. So what are you doing? Even the Pope takes people's foot wash and he even knows more than that. give him a cut under the microphone. Getting fired up. You had you already spoke out of turn, so you're being punished. You're next. No, don't fight over the mic. Give us a talk, and he'll get it after.
I was just going to answer Prabhuji's question also. Why Sanatana Goswami asked the question, because that process of bhakti begins with something called mati. Mati is a discrimination that arises in the jiva at the point when they can get out of what's called abhinavesh. Abhinavesh, in a vijaya, is five features, and one is called abhinavesh. So the jiva cannot break that on his own.
Absorption, right?
Absorption. But it's an inextricable absorption that the jiva can't break, because 11th canto, it says, svetona, sambhavanti, anya, it requires another person. So having the association of Mahaprabhu, he's showing that the symptom of mati has arisen. In that verse, it describes Krishna Prasadhi Poi Bhakti Lata Bij. So two things are there. The bij is called mati. Mati arises when the question comes, Kayami Kehama Jayatapatra.
Mati literally means?
Like discrimination.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Like Durmati. Amana Durmati.
Yeah. Why am I here in the material world? Who am I? That question is called mati. Then after that, they can take up the lata of bhakti, which is Krishna Seva Vasana. Oh, okay, so now I can try to serve Krishna. So that's the first symptom that abhinavesh is being broken, because it can't be broken by the jiva alone. It happens in sadhu sangha. So he was showing this.
Okay, now sthiti, get your chance. Sthiti di muni uchite.
One of the original Gita. You know, when Prabhupada was here.
Go ahead.
A more serious answer to Gopnika's question came to mind is, like, when we talk about Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, and the saying, you know, he's one with the Lord, we say he's like one with purpose, one in purpose with the Lord. So here, there's, you know, of course, this is some, it was said, and it's translated, I don't know all the, but, you know, to say that demigods weren't born together, perhaps there's some correspondence, like they're not born on the same page, they have different conditional agendas and so forth. I don't know, just thought in the moment. But they obviously they're not all born one as in an illustrious birth like Manamati and Varuna, but they, you know, they have hope.
Anyway, in any case, they don't all agree, at least in that sloka. Poor guy can't even walk.
Same words. How about you? We do talk.
So this,
I'm retired.
This theme of you know, this incredible humility, it always comes up, like Sanatana Goswami with the straw in his teeth, or you know, all of like Srila Prabhupada, he would thank his disciples for helping with his mission. But yet in this world, it just seems that you know, pride and putting yourself out there, it's so encouraged, and it's just everywhere. So how to develop this kind of really deep humility where you don't feel like you don't have to defend your false ego? And
you're asking me about it?
I am.
You're asking the wrong person. Ask somebody who's humble. They probably won't say anything. There's some kind of a saying I used to hear back in the day about, you know, somebody says, oh, you have any water in your mouth? And then you have to swallow the water to say anything. So like if someone, like sometimes they ask Prabhupada, oh, you have seen Krishna, you are so great. So on the one hand, simultaneously Prabhupada has to present himself. He's an acharya, a world acharya, but he also has to be humble. So it's very tricky that as soon as he says, yeah, I've seen Krishna, but if I tell you, you won't believe me anyway. Or since I'm a child, I'm Krishna conscious. So, but you can say that because he's realized. Or he wouldn't take credit. Yes, Swamiji, you have done so much. He said, I have not done, all I've done is present it as it is. I didn't change it, that's all. Yeah.
I think recently I read in the Brihadbhagavatamrita in the purport, which is also by Sanatana Goswami, that the humility that we say here and the spiritual humility is different.
All right, so what's the difference?
I don't know. Maybe some great soul can
tell. I'm sure. Ordinary humility, amanitam adambitam, that put forth, what is that, the 13th chapter of the Gita, that this is the basic tenets of knowledge. Everything else is ignorance, but the first thing it mentioned, amanitam, is like, no, humility, dambitam, prideless. So it must be important for anybody. But sometimes a materialist may be humble, but if there's a difference, yeah, that's just bogus, really, materially. How can somebody be like that verse in the fifth canto, what does it say? What's that verse? All good qualities. The devotees have all good qualities. Huh? Yes, yasti bhakti bhagavati kinchi. So Prabhupada was saying how someone in the post office approached him somewhere, someone said, well, Swamiji, why you say like that? You know, there's so many good qualities materialists have. Then he quoted that verse and he said, no. Yes, yasti bhakti bhagavati kinchi. Saragana stratula samasat. Harava bhaktasya. Those who are a bhakta, then all the good qualities are stolen away. Harava bhaktasya katoma. Where is it? Kutoma haguna.
I think that's what I
was
thinking.
Is that an answer?
Yeah, I mean, I think that does answer, because that's what I was thinking, that spiritual humility means that you're totally absorbed in Krishna, so that you're not thinking about yourself. I mean,
it seems like it's kind of like ninitamacho, you know, that
Krishna says, Arjuna, just become an instrument. So when you're totally linked to Krishna, then you understand that you're not really doing anything, right? You're just...
There's different ways to relish this whole thing, like that verse in Kaviraj Goswami, Dhyanave Namagnoham. I'm diving, he says, I'm being bitten by the boil, by the insects, and I have boils due to envy, and I forgot that. But then he says, Dhyanave Namagnoham, Chaitanya Vaijam Ashraya. So he's not looking for some mundane doctor, but he's saying Mahaprabhu is the... he's the doctor, he's the vaidya. Namagnoham means I'm diving in an ocean. Namagnoham dainyanave. Dainya means dainya atmani vedan. There's six symptoms of surrender. So the humility is mentioned there, I think first, or there's different places. Maybe for in a poetry, Bhaktivinoda might not mention it first, but still. Dhyanya Atma Nivedan. So he said, the devotees, this is their life, these six symptoms of surrender. Bhaktira Pran is the very life of these things, and how humility is. And accepting things favorable, giving up the unfavorable. Gopta Trevaranantata, being protected. And, so, Dhyanyarnave Namagnoham, Chaitanya Vaijamashraye. He's the doctor. Okay. Gunda. We still have some speedy people coming to the class. Under 70.
Yeah, Shukadeva's answer was the kind of correct answer there, because the verse in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it says that Paripokena Dhanasya Krishna Prema Aja Sanvitanyate, that humility is a sanchari bhav, so it's actually a spiritual emotion. And in the material world, you cannot get that emotion. So for those who are aspiring in bhakti, Atma Nikshepa Karpanya, they can follow Vaishnav Sadachar, and they're insulated in a process that protects the false ego from acting out. But the actual feeling of humility is actually a spiritual emotion called Dainya Bhav. So that only comes in proportion to the amount of Krishna consciousness that's present.
Yeah. That first quote you gave was what? Say it again.
Paripokena Dhanyasya Krishna Prema Aja Sanvitanyate Parasparam Apietan Karya Karya Mikshite.
Karya means pride.
Karya, Karya. So Karya means
Karya.
What, yeah. It is done by Krishna consciousness.
So you're quoting Brihad Bhagavatamrita now?
Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
That's a verse, or that's a
that comment? That could be the verse that was read. Madhumati, I don't know if that was the Sanskrit.
That's the verse.
Yeah.
That's the one you were thinking of.
Yeah.
Paripokena Dhanyasya.
Paripokena means by what?
Paripoka means like very mature.
Pakwa.
Dhanya means humility. Paripokena Dhanyasya, Krishna Prema Ajasamvitanite is proportionate to the amount of Krishna consciousness.
What chapter is that?
I'm not sure.
Galoka?
Yeah,
well, it's either two parts anyway. We could boil it down. Like.
Perhaps in somewhat simple language, just curbing the... I mean, in conditional life, you're bound by conditional consciousness. So just curbing the false ego is considered a form of humility. But I guess what Mukund
he just
saying,
summed it up.
Yeah, I guess what Mukund is saying is actual humility is natural to the self and is fully manifest in your natural condition, which is Krishna consciousness, where you know where you're at, your relationship, your proper relationship with others.
And you give your last water to dogs.
Well, as long as they're devotees, because if they're army dogs, you don't do it. It's simple.
It didn't say anything about what they were. They were just dogs. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.